Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. All right, we have a lot to get to. Thing one, John Mayer tickets. Right now, call number 97 at 800-400-3697. Gets a pair of tickets to see John Mayer. September 16th, 2019 at the Chase Center in San Francisco. The tickets go on sale this Friday, March 29th, 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. However, because you're an Alice listener and we love you, you can get them early, Thursday, March 28th, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. using the code word MASHUP. And then we've got tickets to give away throughout the day, all week, 9, noon, 3, and 5. All right, call now if you want these John Mayer tickets, 800-400-3697. If you've been waiting all morning to hear the Outside Lands lineup announcement,
I have.
Now is the time. Settle in, people. We're going to start with the headliners for each night. For Friday night, the headliner is 21 Pilots.
Oh, that's huge. I'm going to see that. That's the night I'm going.
Well, you might like Saturday night. Saturday night's headliner is Childish Gambino.
Headlining, huh?
How about that, Hooman?
I'm going.
Wow.
I'm going.
Well, don't take
Rachel. Actually, both of those announcements are kind of a surprise.
They
big,
are, yeah.
Big head, like big night for each of those bands.
On the Sunday night, your headliner is, and this has been announced already, so this won't be a huge surprise to anyone. It's a special show from Paul Simon. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call
me out. Call me out. Oh, man.
So that's what your mom's going. That'll be great.
I was just going to say, a lot of people will be in the park and be like, hey, what's your mom doing here?
Well, she's here for Paul Simon.
Right.
But Paul's great. I mean, you know, I guess I am someone's mom, so maybe I fit into the mom category. But my mom had Paul Simon's One Trick Pony album when I was a kid, and we used to listen to that album constantly.
What's on that one?
Well, there's a song called One Trick Pony on there.
Because this is the Graceland album, right?
Right. So this is later, I think.
Yeah, much later.
But it had a lot of good songs. It was just about outside to smoke myself a J. Give me the names of the songs, because there's one that's in there. Oh, Late in the Evening. Late in the Evening. This is a good record. Anyway, and of course, he probably does some Simon and Garfunkel stuff, too.
I was just going to say, poor Art.
I know. Poor thing. All right, so those are your headliners. Friday night, 21 Pilots. Saturday night, Childish Gambino. Sunday night, Paul Simon. Here are some of the other... Listen, there's 1,000 bands playing on 50 zillion different stages. So we've rounded up a few that Alice listeners will be familiar with. Leon Bridges is performing.
I love him.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be our wedding song.
Oh, really?
Oh.
And beyond space.
Yeah, I mean, I have literally two pages listed of bands. And, you know, there's so much more going on at this festival. It's about food, and there's like a whole cannabis thing. Wine, beer, art, comedy, everything that you love about the Bay Area happens at this festival. Hozier is also playing. Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins, and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me. Also performing are the Lumineers. Blink 182.
Really?
Is it Mark Hoppus who sort of like left the band to go study UFOs?
I don't know which one left, but that's absolutely true. One of the guys in the band left.
So I don't know if he's taking a break from the NASA stuff.
Completely obsessed with... No.
All about UFOs.
They have another guy in the band.
So just another dude.
Yeah.
All right. Counting Crows are playing. Oh, here we go.
I want to see these guys. What day is this?
You know, probably on the Outside Lens website, you get a breakdown of days, but this is not telling me which day. I know who's headlining each night, but then there's just a long list.
I'd like to see these guys.
Saw a lot of this woman at the Grammy Awards. Kacey Musgraves is performing.
Well, the sky is finally open. The rain and wind stop blowing, but you're stuck out in the same old storm again. You hold tight to your umbrella. Well, darling, I'm just
looking down this list. I'm seeing Lil Wayne's going to be there. Ella May, boot up. Eddie be daddy.
Is that who sings that?
Boot up.
I heard that the other
Ella
day, and I couldn't remember who sang that song.
BB Rexha is on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Neighborhood's there. Just a zillion, good chillion bands.
It's a great event.
All right, so let's see if I've got ticketing information.
That's what we need.
You know, I'm going to say that some of these, because they did the early bird tickets, I'm going to say that the tickets are on now. But these are not for the single day tickets. These are the 3-day general admission, $385 plus fees. 3-day VIP, $815. They've got something. It's a new offering. It's called the Golden Gate Pass. $1,600 plus fees.
I'll have those, Yuzi.
I know. Those are the ones
right
I want
on
too. So, I went down the list. I had Yuzi print me out the, you know, what
I
do you get
too.
For these Golden Gate Park passes. It looks like the main thing is that you get your own lounge and courtyard near the Land's End stage.
Oh,
plus,
fantastic.
It looks like there's a Golden Gate Club with elevated views of the Land's End main stage.
Oh.
With, it looks like, all-inclusive premium bar. With beer, wine, cocktail, specialty snacks, they're calling it best-in-class hospitality.
That sounds great.
You have access to the better bathrooms. You have access
to
locker rentals.
Yeah.
They're also saying here that you are going to have special access to things like customer service. There's a special VIP-only customer service phone line, day of show. You can be emailing for questions or what have you, and exclusive performances that haven't been announced yet. Oh. And that has happened, that happens all the time. Suddenly you'll be, if you are in the know, you meet in the forest somewhere in Golden Gate Park, and there's a little mini thing that happens.
I
want to say Hooman, or was it you, who you found yourself just sort of in this little grove?
I think he saw Jack White, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what,
yeah.
That's what I was thinking of.
He didn't get, like, the position he wanted. He just did a pop-up show for, I don't know, 100 of us.
I saw Phoenix do a little show on a blanket.
Oh, just like a mini. So there'll be access to some stuff like
it's
that.
Incredible. They were so good.
You know, it's a pricey damn ticket, but,
is.
You know, for the rich people, woo, that's going to be good.
Paging promotions. We're going to need it.
How many pairs of those?
I'd like six.
One for each of us.
No, no. What's this one crap? Ask for the moon. Settle for
15
one.
Pairs of those, please.
Yeah. Let's get on those.
What's that called again?
The Golden Gate Pass.
15 pairs of Golden Gate Passes for the morning show. Thank you, Promotions.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Promotions.
All right.
So there you go. There's your Outside Lands announcement. All of this information is at RadioAlice.com.
Yeah,
you can also
so
visit
great.
SFOutsideLands.com.
We've got a couple texts before we tap out. We also have a big conference call. So.
Yeah, we have a new client coming on board. Mm-hmm. We're very excited about
it. We're going to
It takes
to...
a long process of approval for Sarah and Vinny to decide we're taking on a new client.
Duck out here quickly.
It's true, actually.
Yeah.
408 says, Vinny, that's called butts up. I looked up the game. So Hooman was
Red
talking about handball.
Bare ass. Or...
I think bare ass is like some perverted version that just hurts more.
Mm.
You had to actually pull your pants down.
Oh, no.
So when someone threw the ball at your butt, it welted.
Yeah. Oh.
But the game is, I looked it up and was like, oh, that's how you play it.
So it's like a version of handball where you're
Yes.
trying to beat the ball to the wall. If you drop it,
if
and
you
then
mishandle
you...
it, you've got to beat the ball to the wall. And if someone throws it and beats you, you have to stick your butt in the air.
And they might not hit you.
Or they hit you
nicely.
Or
they get you right in the middle.
And it hurts badly.
Yeah. I'd say try to get that game sanctioned in today's world.
It's not happening. That's some horny coach.
When I looked it
up. Well, here's the game I came up with for you, kids.
When I looked it up, it's from the 40s.
Yeah.
So.
We're much more open.
Been around a while.
Butt spanking at that point.
I'm from the Bay Area. We call it butts up. Same rules as handball, but the penalty is hands on the wall and butt up, and the winner gets to peg you with a ball. So many people wrote in saying they know that. They know that one. I've heard that.
I'm not allowing my children to play that game.
I'm cisgender, and I use the term partner. I feel I am looking for a partner to get through life.
Oh.
ACE means asexual, which means not experiencing sexual attraction. So we got that now.
It's an interesting one.
Hey, who's the dog in the picture with Sandy and the fiancé? Did you get a dog, Vin? I did not. That's my mom's dog, Shadow.
Shadow.
Big dog. I pictured Shadow as being small.
He's a Sheltie mix or Collie mix or something. 510 says, Vin, you're scared of fire. What are you, the hound? Stop being a puss. I just mean that I don't like to go to bed knowing that the missus is likely to fall asleep on the couch with the fire burning.
Mm.
Like, that makes me nervous.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a gas fire. It'll be fine.
I still don't like it.
And we all saw Manchester by the Sea.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was not a gas fire. This is a contained unit.
It's fire, and the house burned down.
Yeah. That is a bad scene.
And everyone's lives were ruined. Spoiler alert. Sorry about that. Hey, S&V. My wife and I used to listen to you guys every day commuting together. She was laid off in December and misses you. Can you give her a shout out? Her name is Sarah.
Oh, hey, Sarah. Yeah. Spelled the right way or the wrong way?
The wrong way.
Oh, darn it.
415 says, so no backup space suits? What if one malfunctions? How many suits total? Sounds like poorly planned and maintained.
It's terrible. I was just, my mouth dropped open when they were like, oh, they only had one space suit, though. I'm like, but they're in space. What? There should be like racks of them.
The whole thing sounds sketchy to me. The whole thing.
Oh,
the International Space Station.
Space.
No, I'm not. It's not that. It sounds like if you read and hear about that International Space Station, it sounds janky.
Well, it's old and it was never meant to last this long, and it's all cobbled together. It looks like a mess. It's not this sleek space station that you're thinking of.
Right. It seems janky.
Did you give the cost of how much one spacesuit costs?
I don't care what it costs. Everyone gets one.
You want to guess?
To go into space.
One spacesuit.
I'll say $16 million.
Close, 12 mil.
Dang.
Each.
Well, then you can't, if you can't afford a spacesuit for everyone, you can't afford to send people to space.
Well, and someone texted that it takes 3 hours to put one on.
Yeah. How about that?
Well, I guess you're screwed if there's a hole breach. Mm-hmm. I better hope all the valves stay closed.
Yeah.
And no space junk hits them.
It's 47 pounds, too.
Oh, my God.
Well, you're weightless. Don't worry about it.
Oh.
You could weigh 500 pounds and it wouldn't matter. You're in space the whole time.
You have, I know I had it when I was a kid, and my dad had that, it's like pegboard with holes all over it, and those little things you'd snap in, they're metal hooks.
You
that
put your
stuck
hammer
off.
On there, your wrench or whatever.
I hope that the International Space Station doesn't have a lot of metal hooks in the hall on the way down to the exit. You're like,
Whoop, I just pulled a load. Give me some duct tape. That'll seal that right up.
Hull breach. Seems like you'd...
No, a hull breach. Like if something was to hit the space station and let air in.
Oh, I was thinking of the spacesuit breach.
Oh, well, sure. I mean, that would also be very, very bad.
Right.
Just thinking, there they are floating around on that thing. And the only thing separating them is the janky outside of the... freaking space station from the just infinity of space.
Well, I think isn't that whole thing little sections? So if something happened to one, they can run for another section. They'd lose. I don't know what percentage of their actual space to move around in there would be lost.
I just don't know.
In hull breach.
It's not like in sci-fi movies where they're like, oh, we have a breach on section 5. Close off the airlock doors. Those things are super handy. Anyone caught on the other side, screwed. But, most of the ship is saved.
A lot of people wrote in, Vinny, the case against Smollett has been dropped. We did see that and did report that. It does not necessarily mean from what we know so far that he's innocent, but that the case is dropped. Right. Yeah, okay. They said the same thing about Santa Cruz when The Lost Boys came out.
Yeah. Vampires.
I love Santa Cruz and have no idea what the movie is about, but I'm totally seeing it. It's a great movie. Us is really, but it's scary and funny and really well acted. Mm. There may be some Oscars in that movie for some people.
So interesting to hear that.
Well, when are you going to see it?
I don't know. At some point.
925 says, I saw Us over the weekend. It sucked. Oh. Save your money.
Give it a few days. It grows on you.
Well, maybe it doesn't. Vinny is on point, and I don't even know what that was about.
You just always are, so.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear some.
I agree.
Feedback.
Yep. All right. I'm running out of time, and we have some others. We do, like, so many texts I don't have time to get to, but thank you for writing in.
Yes,
and,
thank you. We read them all. Don't worry about that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we just don't read them all in the air. All right, we'll take a quick break. Back in a sec.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Fun show today. We just gave the whole lineup for Outside Lands 2019. You can find that at RadioAlice.com or by going to SFOutsideLands.com. All ticketing information is on there and the full list of the bands. And it's just an incredible event. So something you might want to think about. We have tickets for it all week, so you can keep it here on the Alice. And throughout the day today and through the rest of the week, we have tickets for John Mayer. So more chances coming up at noon, 3, and 5.
All right. So we'll check you guys out tomorrow. Have a good one.
Bye.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.